You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there is new of all things new, Team Drush, which is very exciting. Let me just turn my head. That's much better. Team Drush. They have released back in the 90s, like 95 and 96, two records. And that was right when I just started getting into like indie rock and the whole scene. And they're part of the whole queercore movement out of Olympia. I feel like I saw Team Drush once, and I'm trying to remember where. But they were like part of that whole deal with, I'm trying to think of other bands. Like Slater Kinney, they came out around the same time, actually in an interview, Corin and Carrie. And they were really, well, they were outed, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was in Rolling Stone, and they had never come out. Sorry, it wasn't an interview, but... and Longstocking, who I love, and I've sort of resurrected them, if you will, as of late. All those kinds of bands, Riot Girl, sort of queer core situation. Very exciting. And they're reissuing, I think there's a reissue coming out. I don't remember the details, but, you got that happening, and I really like that song. Really good. So, all right, Team Drush. Cool. That's all we heard so far. Yeah, that's right. My name is Anita B. My show here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I got here on time, and I'm going to leave on time. And I say that because I don't have to do a baseball thing tonight, so that's kind of cool. But if you listen to my show, if anyone's out there, and if anybody cares... This is actually, I just figured this out like yesterday. I had to switch my flight. I'm going to be gone for the summer. And this is going to be my last show until September. So there you go. I'll be in the Motor Cities. I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to spend some time with Miggy, you know, Comerica Park. And I think it's going to be a good summer. I will actually play before I leave some MC5 today because... they are also playing Detroit. It's like the MC50 at the end of August. I just saw that. So I'm kind of like stoked. I'm like, all right, at my favorite venue, St. Andrews Hall. So that will be coming on at some point. I wonder how my summer is going to go. So next time I come back, I don't know. I guess I'll know. You never know. You never know. Maybe I won't live. Maybe I, who knows? Like, we just don't know what happens in life, right? Things change and just, ugh. So I'm healthy, knock on wood. I don't know why I even said that. Yeah. So what are we going to hear next, Anita? We've got some Riverdales. This song has been in my head. I don't know why. It's just been recycling itself in the past couple of weeks, or maybe like month. And that is the song Diabolic, which is off of the Riverdales' 2010 release, which is a really, really good one. Now, those guys out of Chicago, and they share members with Screeching Weasel, not the Screeching Weasels, Screeching Weasel. I think that's all I need to tell you, except just, I think I said this, this record is killer. I really, really like this record. It's called Tarantula, as I mentioned. So I'm here until 8. The time is 6:37, and here we go. Let's move on and hear some Riverdales. But I also have a lot of newer music coming up on my show today, so that's good. I'm kind of like going all over the place. I'm just going to play some like... just stuff I like, that, well, which is what I do. This is like a guilty pleasure. My show is to play, I do it for all one of you or two or whoever listens, but I do this because I love music. So I don't play anything I don't like. So here we go. This is, as I mentioned, Riverdales. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. The other night, like I'm so tired, baby. Getting you know this.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Stay. Let me refresh your memory. Russians. That's right. Russians, Ruskies, communists, communists. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for.
How killer was that stuff? All right, that was At the Drive-In. I was really digging that. It's been a while since I've listened to those guys or seen them. I did see them way back in the day. That was One Armed Scissor from their record. Let's take a look here. It's called Relationship of Command. And let's see. At the Drive-In was formed back in 94. And they were active up until last year, but like on and off. Their first sort of spurt was 94 to 01, and that's like the era that I saw them and sort of knew them and all that. And they've been sort of in and out of playing since then. So they actually broke up back in 01. They were in a car accident, like a van accident. Their van skidded out of control on ice and flipped onto its roof. None of the members, however, were seriously hurt. But that really shook them up. Luckily this wasn't a situation, you know, like, the band that I adore. Oh God, what are they called now? My brain is like, just stop thinking. Yeah. Anyways, let me move on. Sorry, my brain just started going into all kinds of different directions. Okay, so that was at the drive-in. I hate that when you're like in the middle of trying to focus and all of a sudden you just start diverting and then you actually distract yourself. That's what I did to myself. All right. The drive-in. Before that, we heard such a great song from MGMT. I love MGMT. That song is Little Dark Age off the record released of the same name last year. So killer. And then before that, we had the song Electric Band from the record put out by Wild Flag. So of the same name. So Wild Flag put out the record, Wild Flag, self-titled. And you can find that song on that record back in like 2011. And it's such a good... I really liked Wild Flag. They featured like Carrie Brownstein, Janet Weiss, who else? Oh my goodness. Mary Timoney, and anybody else of note? So they're kind of like a superstar band because, of course, two of them were from Sleater-Kinney. And then you have Mary Timoney, who is now rocking it now in X-Hax. I love X-Hax. But she kind of got her big claim to fame, if you will, when she was in Helium. She's out of Washington, D.C. So there you go. That's Wild Flag. All right. The time is 6:56, and I'm here with you all for another hour and 4 minutes. Let's look at the weather since I'm here. Let's see what's going on. Weather, Vancouver. School is out. Oh, I should play some School is Out theme songs. I should play some Fresh Prince, you know, summer, summertime, summer. You know that song? That's a good song. But I won't. I don't think I will. yeah, let's take a look here. We are in Vancouver, and the forecast looks like this. Today's Wednesday? Ew. Tomorrow's only high of 18, and rain is forecast. That's like, could be April. I don't know about that. So then we hit Friday with a few showers and a high of 18. And then Saturday and Sunday, highs of 20 and 21, mainly sunny on both days. So yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, it's not really too warm, actually. So I don't know. I like the warm weather. I like hot. I'm all about the hot. All right. What did I say? That was at the drive-in? Okay, let's get back to this. Let's get back into the music. We're going to hear right now some Kurt Vile. Let's listen to some Kurt Vile. I've got the song One Trick Ponies from his record released last year called Bottle It In. So let's listen to this. All right, let's see. I got to fix that. Okay, cool. There we are. So the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And my show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I'm Anita B. So stay tuned. This is my last show for the summer. Yeah, it is officially summer now. So for the rest of the summer, I'll be back in September. And here, as I mentioned, is Kurt Vile.
that other mystical well, never you mind. Love them all through many a lifetime. Some are gone, but some still strong. Some are weird as hell, but we love them. Some are one-trick ponies, but we embrace them. Cause I've always had a soft spot for repetition.
Give him a glass of water. Give Hey, Radio Land, it's B.A. Johnson. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM on your radio dial.
Do you want to voice this one?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Do you want me to voice it?
I can voice it. Please voice
That's
this one.
That's the wrong mic.
I forgot.
You f- dip. I can't believe I put up with this. And I asked for a grape soda, you asshole. Okay.
Due to a labor dispute, CITR is missing its star voice actors. That means if you're interested in producing PSAs, advertisements, and various other promotional wonders for airplay on the radio, we need you. Learn how to get involved with CITR's production department and all other facets of volunteering at CITR and Discorder Magazine at CITR.ca. Programming, photography, media training, and more. Plus, a guest star in the lounge. No, wait, we can't promise that.
Can't believe I put up with this.
Fall is here, hear the yell, back to school, ring the bell, brand new shoes, walking blues, climb the fence, books and pens, I can tell that we are gonna be friends. And look at all the bugs we found. Safely walk to school without a sound. Safely walk to school without a sound. Here we are, no one else. We walk to school all by ourselves. There's dirt on our uniforms from chasing all the ants and worms. We clean up and now it's time to learn. Let us learn to spell nouns and books and show and tell. Playtime, we will throw the ball back to class through the hall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. We don't notice any time pass. We don't notice anything. Side by side in every class. Teacher thinks that I sound funny, but she likes the way you sing. Tonight I'll dream while I'm in bed, when silly thoughts go through my head about the bugs and alphabet. When I wake tomorrow, I'll bet that you and I will walk together again. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Yes, I can tell that we gonna be friends.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there was from 2013. It's the Courtneys with their song 90210 from their self-titled record. So interestingly enough, I'm going to be playing something from the band Winona Forever next. And so Winona Forever is features my old teammate. That's Ronan. So I play baseball. I play hardball with the East Van Baseball League, one of 11 teams. I'm on the Stevedores. And Ronan was – so Ronan's lead singer of Winona Forever, who I'm going to be playing coming up now. He's a redhead. He's kind of a little guy. And the first season we were a team was 3 years ago. It seems longer than that. So, like, we're in our fourth season. And I didn't realize how young Ronan was. He was actually still a teenager. He was a teenager. And I'm very, very at the other end of the spectrum. I'm not even close to being a teenager. I don't even know if I remember being a teenager. Well, no, I do. But so super young guy. And he now has, in the past, I guess, year or so, moved to Montreal. So us Stevedores miss him. He's a cool guy. His nickname was Rat King. There you go. That's I'm going to play Rat King's song for us. But the other interesting connection, I didn't realize this when I was playing the Courtneys, is I almost forgot Courtney from the Courtneys also played baseball in my league, which is the, again, East Van Baseball League. She was there for the first summer, and then she moved to L.A. That's right. I'm trying to remember what team she was on now. She was on the, oh, I know this, the Murder. I think that's right. Yeah. I think that, if I'm correct, she was on the Murder. Yeah, there you go. So that was the Courtneys who we just listened to as well. All right. So two back-to-back baseball playing buddies of mine. Now, before that, we heard the White Stripes. And that was from, I don't know, 01. From their White Blood Cells smash album, we heard We're Going to Be Friends. And speaking of baseball, Jack White is also a Sandlot baseball player, and he's a big Tigers fan, so there you go. Cool guy. And I'm gonna be at Comerica Parks before I know it, and I'm very, very excited because I'll be there for the summer. So yes. And this is exciting. I paid $225 to actually do a fantasy batting camp night at Comerica Park. Oh, actually, I paid $25 less to do it on the morning. So if I did it the Friday night, it would have been like $250. So but I chose to do it from 9 to noon on a Saturday. And that's exciting. I'm like so stoked. So my summer should be good, I think. I think it should be a good one. All right. So what do we have coming up now? Oh, okay. Winona Forever. This is what we're going to listen to. The song is called Ruckus. And this is off their very, very new record that was just released this month, entitled Feel Good. So these guys, as I mentioned, have since relocated to Montreal. They used to, like, they're from Vancouver. Here we are. So let's listen to Winona Forever here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Oh, and by the way, my name is Anita B, and my show is called Sam Squinch's Hideaway. All right, here you go. Escaping my step, the first time we met. Thank you.
CITR and Mint Records have released their biannual collab, Pop Alliance Volume 5. This glamorous record features staple Vancouver artists, Devours, Swim Team, Lord Fuckerman, Chris Horrific, and so many more. Get your copy for only $15 on iTunes or at the Mint Records store now.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone. I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else. I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend. Everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all. My empire of dirt. I will let you down. If I could start again, a million miles away, I would keep myself, I would find a way.
Belongs to you and me. take a ride and see what's mine.
Thank you. znał. No, ja się przepraszam, uprawię tyle. No, no, ja mam fazę, jeśli to by też od samego. O, nam nie udane umytło. O, nam ktoś się wprowadza, a helifot manerzy mi jest coś.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that is the very first track off of the very first Mogwai record from 1997. Yes, I remember falling in love with that record right away. It's so good. Those guys are out of Scotland, Mogwai, and I think I was thinking about them because of the band I played a few songs prior called Sacred Pause. They're actually from Scotland as well. But I'll get to that in a second. So anyways, that was Mogwai. They are still around. It's been a while, right? There you go. Before that, we heard Iggy Pop with, his big hit song there, The Passenger, from the record Lust for Life. Let me just pause something here. Okay, cool. And then before that, Johnny Cash from the 2002 release. Okay, let me just give me 1 second here. Cancel. Okay. The 2002 release, American Four, The Man Comes Around. There you go. That's what it was. And that was a cover of Nine Inch Nails' Hurt. And then the start of that set, I believe, was Sacred Pause. That is the Scottish band that made me think, I should play some Mogwai. We heard The Conversation. And you can find that on their new record, Run Around the Sun. All right. Speaking of new stuff. So that's brand new, Sacred Pause. I'm going to play some new stuff from Taco Cat. Taco Cat is spelled the same, like, forwards and backwards. They're from Seattle. I remember them making kind of a splash, about 4 years ago, something like that. Maybe longer, 5 years ago. I used to always listen to KEXP, which is a really good station out of Seattle. And you can stream it, of course. And they would always play Taco Cat. But the song we're going to hear is called The Joke of Life. It's brand spanking new off the record This Mess is a Place. And there you go. I'm here for another 18 minutes until McConan comes on with his show Mixed Cassette. So stay tuned. And my name is Anita B, and my show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And here we are. This is Taco Cat.
Oh, Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What's this Pilate? He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Rush Show. What's your job?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Oh, it's there, they're playing cards and you were intimate and cigars. And she never told me her name. I still love you, the girl from Mars. Sitting in a dreamy daze by the water's edge on a cool summer night. Fireflies and stars in the sky, gentle glowing light from your cigarette. The breeze blowing softly on my face reminds me of something else, something that in my memory's been misplaced. Suddenly all comes back, and as I look to the stars, I remember the time when you were known from Mars. I don't know if you knew that. Oh, it's there, but searching through the darkness over the moon and strand, electricity in the air, twisting all through the night on the terrace. Now that summer is here, I know that you are almost in love with me. I can see it in your eyes, strange lights shimmering over the sea tonight, and it almost blows my mind. And as I look to the stars, I remember the time. I don't know if you knew that. Oh, it's everything called to me. We're into the cigars, but she never told me her name. I still love you, the girl from Mars. If you'd returned, I thought that you were standing over me. When I woke, there was no one there. I still love you, girl from Mars. Do you remember the time when you were from Mars? I don't know if you knew that. Oh, it's there, but thank God you went to the cigars. Wish you never told me your name. Do you remember the time when you were from Mars? I don't.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there was like from the, I don't know, mid-90s. That was Ash. I want to say 96 that record came out. 1977. That's the name of the record. We heard Girl from Mars. Those guys are from Belfast, Northern Ireland. Yes. Right. Before that, we heard something from Local Boys, Black Mountain, who are now a three-piece. The song is Future Shade, and the new record is Destroyer. So there you go. Before that, we heard Taco Cat out of Seattle on Sub Pop, I believe, with the song The Joke of Life from their new record, This Mess is a Place. And there you go. We have a few more minutes until McConan comes in at 8. And this is me signing off for the rest of the summer. I will be out of town. And, oh, and actually, I'm going to be seeing these guys. This is why I left this song to last. Because at St. Andrews Hall in Detroit, I will be seeing the MC50. Which is the reformed version of what was MC5, because like three out of five. So anyways, they're all dead except for Wayne Kramer and the drummer. Now, the drummer had been last summer when they had reformed MC50, and it was the lead singer of Zen Gorilla who fronted the band, who was really, really good, by the way. Really tall guy with big Rob Tyner hair. they claim that the drummer, the original drummer, was going to be on some of the shows, but he didn't play the show in Vancouver. I know that for a fact. And I looked at a lot of the other things. I don't know how many shows he really did play, but there you go. Wayne Kramer's involved. And sadly, Wayne Kramer has cancer at the moment, but apparently it's, he claims he's doing fine and he's going to, you know, it sounds like the prognosis is good. But the guy was born in, like, I want to say 48, 47, 40, 48, around then. So he's, yeah, so he's like over 70. That's right. What year are we in? Depending on when he was born. Anyways, so there you go. So I'm going to leave us with some Ramblin' Rose. That would be the first song on their very famous 1969 release. That was recorded live at, what's it called? The Grand Ballroom in Detroit on, if I know that, if I remember correctly, this was Devil's Night, 1969. Yeah, I think it was filmed two nights in a row at the end of October. Okay, so I will see you all, or you will hear me, if you care, if you actually listen to my show, all two of you, in September when I'm back. So there you go. Have yourselves an awesome summer, and I know I will. I'm sure I will. Detroit's always good to me, so I'm really looking forward to going back. And here we go. This is MC5, speaking of which, on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.